We continue to monitor today's testimony from EU Ambassador Gordon Sondland in the House impeachment inquiry into President Trump. Sondland said there was a quid pro quo. He said a White House meeting with Ukraine's president was conditioned on Ukraine announcing investigations into Burisma, the company tied to Joe Biden's son. He said it was no secret. Everyone was in the loop, including Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, and that the president's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, was at the center of those requests.
Mr. Giuliani's requests were a quid pro quo for arranging a White House visit for President Zelensky. Mr. Giuliani demanded that Ukraine make a public statement announcing the investigations of the 2016 election, DNC server, and Burisma. Mr. Giuliani was expressing the desires of the President of the United States, and we knew these investigations were important to the president.
And Sondland said he presumed military aid that was withheld was part of that quid pro quo or something for something else, or what the Democrats are calling bribery. He agreed with committee chair Adam Schiff that he put two and two together and got four, a quid pro quo. NPR's congressional reporter Claudia Grisales is on Capitol Hill. And Claudia, we're hearing words like bombshell, even on Fox News, about today's testimony. What are you hearing?
Yes, this is very significant testimony today. Sondland is a central figure in this Ukraine saga. Many other witnesses in this inquiry point to Sondland as the common factor in all these conversations going back and forth between the president and Ukraine all these months. And Sondland claims there was this quid pro quo, that military aid was being held up in exchange for these investigations. He also pulls in a list of high-level officials, including Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney, and Energy Secretary Rick Perry, says they were all involved in this plan. They were all aware of what he was working on. And he's pulling them further into this Ukraine saga. So he's making clear he wasn't alone. And as far as he was concerned, nothing was secret, and he was operating above board.
Well, and Republicans like John Ratcliffe and Mike Turner are jumping on the fact that Sondland couldn't say that the president told him directly that aid was withheld as part of the quid pro quo. Talk about Republican pushback.
Yeah, so Republicans are highlighting that detail, that Sondland said he didn't hear directly from President Trump about the Bidens, for example. And they're highlighting the September conversation between Sondland and Trump, where Sondland reports the comments that the president said was that he wanted nothing. And Republican counsel shot back at him and said they were confused why he didn't include this detail in his opening remarks today, that it would have defended the president. And Sondland responded, well, I had so much ground to cover already. It was 45 minutes of opening remarks. And so they're highlighting this detail that he didn't have these direct conversations with the president where he recalls the Bidens being mentioned. But at the same time, Sondland says that he got this directive from others, such as Rudy Giuliani, who Trump demanded that they talk to.
Well, and this was the phone conversation in which the president said, I want nothing from the president of Ukraine. I want nothing from him. I want nothing. I don't want a quid pro quo. I just want him to do the right thing, what he promised during the campaign. So, you know, some would point to that is Donald Trump speak. He's not directly saying what he wants, but what he wants is the president of Ukraine to do an investigation into the corruption that Donald Trump felt was there but had been completely discounted elsewhere. Well, the Republican counsel, Stephen Castor, also asked about the fact that aid was ultimately restored. This is a point that Jim Jordan's been making as well after just 55 days. So let's listen.
Most of the other witnesses we talked to, whether it's from the Department of Defense or OMB or, have told us that all along during this 55-day period, they genuinely believed the hold would be lifted. Was that your feeling, too, at the time?
I didn't know, because every time I asked about the hold, I was never given a straight answer as to why it had been put in place to begin with.
Claudia, this has been another theme from the Republicans, pointing out that, well, it was lifted. So what's the problem? The Democrats are pointing out is that the fact that it was, stayed at all is a bribery, a quid pro quo. What else are you hearing today?
Yes, so they are focusing on the aid has been released, and we should note that Democrats have responded by saying that it's equivalent to attempted robbery or other attempted crimes. It doesn't mean that it was not a crime if it was only attempted and not a successful attempt. And so they are highlighting this detail and kind of going back to the point earlier, is they are highlighting Sondland's contact with the president and that he was making some presumption what the president wanted. And they're trying to say that perhaps Sondland had a directive that didn't come from the president, that maybe it just came from Giuliani or these others that he was talking to. And so they're really zeroing in on that detail.
Well, on the other hand, I'm surprised the Democrat hasn't said this yet, and perhaps they will. The president never said, no, you're holding the aid, you're withholding the aid. I never meant for that to happen. And as we know, nothing happens unless a president directs it to happen. NPR's congressional reporter, Claudia Gonzalez, who's been helping us, sum up the hours and hours of testimony of Gordon Sondland, the EU ambassador to the EU. Claudia, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.